And the solstice creates a cosmic celebration that reverberates throughout the galaxy. And all the way through to every atom and molecule. And it's not just a crown chakra experience, it's a total being intelligence that wakes up. Again, it's not about asking or hijacking the energy for your personal purpose. That limits the energy. It's about opening to the greater flow and trusting in the wisdom of that greater flow. And you can feel the difference when you try to bend the energy to your will, your personal will, and limit the energy and contract, creating further disruption and disturbance and expanding and releasing into the greater sphere of the collective consciousness. And the only thing that causes us to do that is the conditioning. Again, it's peeking through at different stages of purification here. So now we're going through another wave of purification that breaks up our entire identity. The identity of who we think we are has been created by the conditioning and not informed by your spirit. By your frequency, by your tone, by your essence. And we're entering into a space where higher consciousness beings gather. Our higher consciousness has gathered in ceremony. And we're in the process of reuniting with our higher consciousness to join the cosmic ceremony. There's very powerful energies that we're engaging with. So the more you can relax and not watch them, but allow them to be you. The easier it becomes. And so, by doing that, we're releasing this old identity and it's beginning to shed. Like a snake shedding its skin. And you don't know who your new identity is. And that's scary. But you can connect to the living vitality of it, the greater scope of it. And allow it to ground into your being, into your field, into your meridians, like a fresh infusion of life. And who are you when you're full of living energy? We're attuning with the solstice energy, which are energies that are full of life, living wisdom, unlimited. And this is how we experience and participate in the solstice. So all of our expectations and thoughts about it can shed, and we can come into direct experience with the cosmic celebration. And we become pure circulating energy. Each one of us, a star in the cosmos, aligned in harmony with the galactic center. Being held in the experience of the ecstatic meeting of Mother Earth and Father Sun. Again, don't try to hijack the energies for your personal use. Don't try to direct them to where you think you need them. That's not kosher in the spiritual realm. You may be able to experience your central light column or axis. And you become a celestial body spinning through the galaxy and the cosmos in harmony. With all the celestial bodies. And then we shift from a stellar frequency beyond all physical matter, beyond all energy. Into the center, the silent center, the womb of creation. Our deepest attunement to Source, to the silence that can carry us beyond our earthly being. And the portal opens, and we are received into the heart of the divine. And simultaneously, you can feel your feet, you can feel your body, and the existence of the state of beyond. They're all connected, all dimensions are connected. Notice that your heart is receiving the blessings. Of being both dissolved into the unified state and in the individuated, unique state. They both exist at the same time. If there's any pressure in your head or your body, sense the roots, sense your feet, and invite your fascia, your tissue, your muscles, your cranial bones to soften into alignment with these higher frequencies. Allow yourself to burst into particles and waves. They exist simultaneously, not one or the other. Into pure consciousness. Dissolving into the unknown. And allow the wisdom of unknowing to further clarify and purify all that we think we know. So Mother Earth and Father Sun are allowing themselves to come into a new frequency. Into a renewed relationship. As we're brought into a new cycle of birthing, deep from the womb of the cosmos, the womb of the Great Mother. Allow yourself to be surprised by who you are becoming. Moment by moment. Your inner knowing wants to explode into the surface and have you live from your inner knowing. A new flame is lit within us. A new consciousness, a new light. So we come around to where we began, being reminded that the ceremony is not about us personally. We're participating in a cosmic event, awakening our cosmic wisdom and knowing. And we shifted to align with our cosmic knowing rather than trying to bring the cosmos into our limited self-absorbed space. And so we allow for the shift to ripple through us, shifting our thoughts, our emotions, ourselves with a higher intelligence. So a new frequency was set within us, that flame, that luminous center holds for us. And we're attuned to the greater cosmic cycles. And we'll be aware of it for as long as we can keep that in the forefront of our consciousness. And there's a beautiful downpouring of grace now. And that grace helps you know that you are held in the arms and heart of the Mother and Great Father. You are not orphaned, abandoned, left to die here on earth. You are held and nurtured and nourished in a continual evolution of being that reaches from incarnation to incarnation and dimension to dimension. And all the way into the silent center of creation. And then beyond. Allowing the unknown to exist, to be formulated into the known every moment. And to find relief in the silence of your center. And this brings our ceremony to a close for this gathering. You may have further deepening experiences that were stimulated by this or stimulated by your attunement to the solstice. And it's easy to have that fade to the background with the contrast to the busyness of the season. And so, if it does fade a bit, know that it's a background foreground positioning issue. Hasn't left you, but it may have faded to the background. And that you can return to it, bringing it forward in your being, bringing the voice of your spirit forward to become your everyday voice. And the expression of your unique configuration or constellation of light and frequency. And in blessings and gratitude, thank you for being here. And if anyone has questions or comments, I'm willing to stay on the line for a little bit if you would like to bring something forward. Okay. Well, many blessings. Continue the cosmic celebration within your being, the ecstasy of your human spirit bursting forth in its multidimensional glory. And so we finish in a state of love and wishes for everyone to be embraced and held and feel the safety that resides within your being. Many blessings.